奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。我们就都知道末了一句话，应该翻作基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望，那个有字没有。
The last phrase is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们再读第二章。
Read chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
要叫他们的心得安慰，引爱心互相联络，于是丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知这里奥秘就是基督。第三节
Verse 3,
所积蓄的一切智慧和知识都在他里面藏着。所以这里可以说的神，他是神一切智慧和知识的一个宝藏。
Here he is the treasure store of all wisdom and knowledge.
我们再读第三章
And chapter 3,
第十一节
Verse 11。
第十一节前面说在此这两个字呢，就是在这个新人里面我们来读第十一节哈。在此并不分希律尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、基督徒人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，有住在个人之内。这里我刚才说到这个在此，就知道在这个新人里面。
This is pointing to we being in the new man.
那就是教会最终的一个表现。
That is the ultimate manifestation of the church.
这里说不分呢，应该算没有。
There cannot be.
没有希律尼人、犹太人。
Cannot be Greek and Jew.
也没有受割礼，也没有未受割礼了。
There cannot be circumcision and uncircumcision.
也没有化外人，也没有希古提人。
There cannot be barbarian or Scythian.
也没有为奴的，也没有自主的。
There cannot be slave or free man.
下面一句话大家都很熟悉，经常这样办。
The last phrase is very familiar to all.
唯有基督是一切，一切的里面。
The Christ is all and in all.
说在这新人里头啊，什么都没有。
In this new man,
什么都没有。
There's nothing in this new man.
没有犹太人，也没有希律尼人。
There's no Greek nor Jew.
没有这个化外人，也没有希古提人。
There's no barbarian nor Scythian.
也没有自主的，也没有为奴的。
No slave nor free man.
那么这个在这个新人里面呢，基督是一切，就在一切。
In this new man, there's only Christ who is all and in all.
那这个也没有，那个没有，有什么东，有什么呢？
You said there's not this and not that. What is there?
只有基督自己。
There's only Christ himself.
主耶稣基督，他就是这个新人的内容。
Christ himself is the content of the new man.
他就是这个新人的一个表现，一个彰显。
He is the manifestation of this new man.
那你若是把这新人换成教会的话，也是可以。
You can substitute the word new man for the church.
在教会里面只有主耶稣。
In the church, there's only Christ Jesus.
除了主耶稣之外，任何的人都没有。
Outside of Christ, there's no one else.
任何的事都没有。
There's nothing else.
任何的东西都没有。
There's nothing else.
主耶稣他是教会的中心。
Lord Jesus is the center of the church.
主耶稣他是教会的内容。
He's the content of the church.
主耶稣他也是教会的彰显。
He's the expression of the church.
所以他是一切。
Therefore, he's all.
他又在一切的里面。
And he's in all.
这是那个新人。
This is a new man.
那这当然，这个不是我们观念里头所有的件事。
Oh, this is not according to our natural concept.
好像我们听起来比较玄一点。
It sounds a little bit philosophical.
那需要圣灵给我们开一些。
We need the Holy Spirit to
让我们看见，
主了，
在这个新人里头，基督是一切，又在一切的里面。
That in the new man, Christ indeed is all and in all.
那我们再读第四章。
Chapter 4,
第十二节。
Verse 12.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全信心充足，能站立得稳。这是以巴弗的祷告，是他们在神一切的旨意上头能够站立得稳，能够完全。
So they may stand perfect and fully assured in the will of God.
充足也能够站立得稳。
To be full of faith and stand perfect.
圣经我们就到这里。
This is all our scripture reading.
那当然还有许多节的圣经啊，我们都需要读的。
Of course, there are a lot more that we need to read.
因为一方面为了时间的缘故。
For the sake of time.
我们不能读那么多的圣经节。
We don't have the time to read all of it.
另外一方面呢，因为我们礼拜五晚上聚会有两组弟兄姊妹是读到一个罗西书。
On the other hand, we have Friday night Bible study, the two groups that study the Colossians.
虽然刚读到第二章，但是已经读了这一卷书的一半。
Even though they're only into chapter two, but they're already halfway through.
所以对于这卷书呢，应该是比较熟悉一点。
That's why they should be a little familiar with it.
那有很多的圣经节我们就不读了。
Therefore, we omit some scriptures.
当作弟兄姊妹知道。
We hope that you know it already.
那么这一卷书啊，是很短的一卷书。
This is a very short book.
只有四章圣经。
Only four chapters.
但是这是很重要的。
But it's a very important book.
所以我实在是盼望弟兄姊妹都能好好读这卷书。
I hope all you brothers would study this well.
并且我们也求主开启我们。
Also pray that the Lord will reveal himself.
让我们进到这卷书的实际里面。
So that we may enter into the reality of this book.
让我们看见保罗借着这卷书说要启示，说要告诉我们的。
That we may see what Paul by the revealing of the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us.
保罗为什么写这一卷书呢
？Why did Paul write this book？
我刚才开头已经说过，这是他在老年的时候在监狱里面所写的一卷。
In the beginning, I already mentioned he wrote this in his old age in prison.
他为什么写这一卷书呢
？Why did he write this book？
那在这里稍微有一点点的那个背景。
There is a simple background.
那哥罗西书虽然不算一个很大的一个聚会，一个教会。
The church in Colossae was not a great, a big meeting.
那么人数当然也不算太多。
The number was not very great.
但是那里弟兄姊妹他们属灵光景非常的好。
But their spiritual condition was very good.
无论是在信心上、在爱心上面和在对主的盼望上面，都是在增长的。
Whether in faith and love and hope of the Lord, they're always increasing.
他们的信心是在坚定。
Their faith is firm.
他们爱心也一直在增长。
The love increases.
也充满了那个荣耀的盼望。
And it's full of the hope of glory.
对他们属灵况且很不错。
So their spiritual condition is very good.
你若是去测量一个聚会到底好不好
？When you go to measure the condition of a meeting,
不是根据他们的房子到底有多高多大。
Not measured by the grandiosity of the building.
也不是根据那里聚会人数到底有多少。
Not measured by the number.
乃是根据那里属灵光景如何。
It is measured by the spiritual condition.
那他们的信心如何
？Measured by their faith.
他们的爱心如何
？By their love.
他们的盼望如何
？By their hope.
从这三方面来测量一个聚会。
A church meeting is measured by these three aspects.
这个呢是这就是主的。主的心意。
This is God's heart.
我们人总是看外面的。
Man always look at the outward.
主乃是看我们里面的那个属灵的实际。
But the Lord looks at the inward reality.
那么他们属灵环境很不错。
So their spiritual condition was very good.
保罗从来没有到过哥伦西的那个教会。
Even though Paul had never been to Colossae.
他们听福音呢，是因为有些哥罗西人，他们到了一部所那地方，他们听见了福音。
The gospel came to Colossae because of the Colossian people went to hear the gospel in the city.
然后回到哥罗西那，再回到哥罗西那地方，那么他们就在家庭里的开始聚会。
And then they returned from Ephesus and began home meeting.
他们也在那儿传福音。
And they were preaching the gospel.
为主做见证。
Giving testimony for the Lord.
人数也增加起来了。
Then the number gradually.
哥罗西的教会也在那儿建立起来了。
That's why the church was established.
我们刚才说的属灵条件相当不错。
And we, as we mentioned, the spiritual condition was good.
那么，当然也不能说，也不能说他们中间没有难处。
Of course, we cannot say that they are without difficulty.
他们也有很大的一些难处。
They have had great difficulty.
就是当时的一些异端的那个在他们也进到他们中间。
The heresy of the time also entered into their midst.
那么他们到底有什么异端呢？
What were these heresies?
成了他们的难处呢
？That became their problem.
那么有人告诉我们说，大概差不多有两种异端。
Some people tell us there may be two different kinds of heresies.
一种异端呢是苦修主义。
One was called asceticism.
他们是他们以为说，若是要得到那个神的喜悦
in order to gain God's pleasure.
若是要我们过一个圣洁的生活
to live a holy life,
必须要苦修。
We must practice
the 要吃苦
to suffer.
这是一般人的观念。这是一般人的观念。
This was the concept of most people.
在许多宗教里头都有这样的观念。
In most religions, this kind of thought is present.
以为说我们这个苦修啊，我们这个人就可以过一个圣洁的生活。
Thinking that by suffering and practice of asceticism, we can become holy.
就可以讨那个神的喜欢。
We can gain God's pleasure.
那么另外一派的人呢？
And there was another school of thought.
就是他们所谓的大概是。我记得不错，哪里是什么哪里的呀
？If I remember correctly, it's so-called Gnosticism.
那么这一般的异端呢，也在他们中间。
Gnosticism was also among them.
当然，他们也传讲他们所以为的。
The Gnostics also preached what they
believe. 他们认为那神是圣洁的。
They believe God is holy.
那所有的物质东西都是污秽的。
All the material things are evil.
所以要轻看这些物质东西。
Therefore, need to look down on them.
因为这些东西都是污秽的。只有神是圣洁的。
Only God is holy.
那我们若是要达到神那里
，and in order to reach God,
要进到那个神的境界里面
，in order to reach God's will,
一方面呢，我们需要得到智慧。
On the one hand, we need wisdom.
那若是有智慧的话呢，那我们就什么事情都知道了。
Once we gain the wisdom, we know all things.
那就能够像神一样
，and we can become like God.
另外一方面呢，也觉得敬拜天使。
And on the other hand, by the worship of angels.
那他们认为，在神和人之间呢，有好多的天使。
These people believe that between God and man, there are all kinds of angels.
那么这些天使也分有很多的阶级。
And the angels are divided into classes.
那么从低等阶级一直到最高高等的阶级。
From lower class to the higher class.
那么高等的阶级呢，他们就是主耶稣。
And they say the higher class of angels, that's like Jesus.
主耶稣就是最高的天使。
Jesus was the highest angel.
所以他能够和神有接触。
And that's why he could contact God.
你若达到这个阶层呢，达到这个阶层，那你就可以达到神的境界。
When you attain this level, you attain to the level of God.
但是不是一下子就达到了。
But it's not a sudden thing.
是借着这许多的天使。
It is by all the other angels.
那么最低级的最低级的天使
，the lower angel
是和人有接触的
，was the ones that contacted them to man.
拜这个低级天使
，so you need to worship these lower angels.
然后你就可以高升一点
，and then you can graduate to a higher class.
拜拜那高升一点的
，and you worship the higher class of angel.
更提升一点
，and you are lifted up even more.
一直提升，提升到那个最高级天使
，and you are elevated all the more, all the way to the highest angel.That's the Lord Jesus.
那你就可以达到神的境界了。
Then you reach God's will.
那么就是这一派的说法。
This was the teaching of this group of people.
当然，这里里面当中也有许多人接受他们的教训。
And of course, there were many people among God's children accepted the teaching.
这两组的教训就成了神儿女们中间很大的难处。
So these two teachings have become a great frustration for God's people.And some people pay attention to asceticism to suffer for them. And the other people will worship angels. These were their difficulties. So when Paul was in prison, there was a leading brother among the Colossians. Went to see Paul in the prison of Rome. To visit Paul.
一方面把他们的爱心告诉保罗。
On the one hand, to tell Paul of their love.
说到他们怎样的想念保罗。
To tell Paul how they think about Paul, care for Paul.
怎样爱他。
How they love him.
怎样常常为他祷告。
How they often pray for him.
怎样安慰他。
To console him.
把他们的问候告诉保罗。
And also to relate to him their greeting.
那么另外一方面呢，也把他们中间难处告诉保罗。
On the other hand, he also told Paul the difficulties at the time.
当然，他的意思也是请教保罗，我们怎么能解决这个问题？
He was also asking Paul how to solve these problems.
若是在容量下去的话。
呃 as they tolerate the situation to go on. This kind of heresy shall prevail. And it will damage many God's children. So how can we face the situation? For this reason, Paul wrote the letter to the
Colossians.
You say, when I read my Colossians, I didn't see how Paul told them to solve the problem. Indeed, Colossians didn't tell us how to solve this problem, even though it mentioned this kind of problem. But he didn't tell them how to do it, how to solve the problem, to cause the heresy to subside. On the one hand, you see the wisdom of Paul. On the other hand, was the movement of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moved Paul to write Colossians. This Colossians was not only for the church in Colossae at the time, but it is written for all God's children throughout history. Even though the problem we encounter are different from what they had, the heresies that we face today are different. But we can see from all these heresies how to solve these problems. That's why we need to read Colossians and to enter into the reality of the book. When we truly have seen what Paul has written, to see what Holy Spirit revealed through him, all these problems will spontaneously be solved. And all the heresies will never be prevailing. So you ask, what did Paul write in Colossians? If brothers and sisters read from chapter 1 to 4, and you will see out of the 4th chapter, he talks about one thing. That is to know the eternal purpose of God. You not only need to know God's will, but to have a full knowledge of His will, and to be filled with all the full knowledge of Christ. This is what this book tells us. If we truly know God's will, we have seen His heart's desire, it will not only affect our life, it will evaporate all the vanity. But if you not have not seen the reality, all these vain things will gain their ground. But if you have seen the reality, you will no longer accept the vain things. So today among God's people, there are also many man's teaching and ways of doing things. Just as our brother Sun has shared with us, because of men's tradition, we think this is it. We live in these men's teaching and tradition. And we live in men's methods. And we think this is serving God. And we think this is pleasing to God. For instance, why are we falling into all these errors and mistakes? Because we don't know His heart's desire. How can man's teaching gain such a position in our heart? Because we don't know God's will. Because we don't know what is true. And that's why the counterfeits will gain ground in us. We lack the discernment. So we need to know God's will. This is too important to us. Not only by knowing God's will can spoil Satan's strategy among his people, even more by knowing God's will, our spiritual condition can be changed. Our daily living and spiritual life can grow and increase.
读到第一章的时候,
so when we read chapter 1, we see Paul pray for the Colossian believers. He not only wrote the letter, and he prayed for them.
那借着这封书信也能看见神的旨意什么?
And by this letter, to show them what God's will is.
也借着祷告叫那个他所写的那个进到圣殿里面中间。
And by his prayer, what he has written can enter into people's hearts. So that God's children would not only understand and be clear and under, know God's will. But also to be filled with the full knowledge of God's will. If we are like this, and our daily living will be changed. Because we have seen God's will. And we live in
His
will. Our daily living, our deeds will be changed. We'll match God. The Chinese have a saying, we are compatible with God. We match Him. Since we know God's heart, we will be changed.
我们就能够像我们的主那样。
We will be like Him.
并且在凡事上都能讨他的蒙他喜欢。
And in all things be pleasing to God.
不但这样，并且在那个许多事情上都能够结出果子来。
Not only so, but bear fruit in all kinds of situations. So that God's heart will be pleased.
像我们这样的经验的缘故，对主的认识就越过越深。
And through these kind of experiences, our knowledge would increase.
所以认对神旨意认识，不仅解决了整儿女中间消极的难处。
So the full knowledge of God's will, not only on the negative side, solves all manner of problems.
积极方面，也叫神的旨意能长久在。
But on the positive side, will cause God's will to be established in us.
因为我们这是很重要的一个。
A very important book.
那这个这次夏令会回来之后。
After we return from the summer conference,
弟兄姊妹都在说，哎呀，这次机会，我们很多反思。
Many people, many saints have testified that they have been helped by the conference.
听到之后，心里非常的高兴。
I was very happy upon hearing that.
但是我们再仔细的跟弟兄姊妹谈谈的话呢？
But if we fellowship in detail with the saints,
又看见我们这里帮助啊，都是零零碎碎的。
We discover our help is fragmentary.
有人从这句话得了帮助了。
Some receive help from this sentence.
有人从那句话得了帮助。
Some receive help from another sentence.
有人说，哦，我们是就像猴子吃香蕉一样。
Some say we're just like the gorilla eating bananas.
从这个比喻得了帮助了。
And we got the help from that analogy.
当然这些对我们实在是很是都有益处的。
Of course, these are all beneficial to us.
我很难得听见弟兄姊妹对神的自由认识。
But it was very hard to discover any saints have a full knowledge of God's will. Praise God. Formerly we heard about you. Now I've seen you with my eyes. Now I'm clear about you. Because God has revealed himself to us. So that I know his will. Oh, brothers and sisters. This is the most important purpose of our brother. So that we would know his will. Not only our brother Godwin's son was like this. Brother Dana was likewise the same way. Even though they had different approaches. The reality was one. The principle was one. Whether talking about the fullness, whether talking about the kingdom, the two are one. The fullness is the kingdom. God's kingdom is the fullness. When we enter into the kingdom, we enter into the fullness. We say, how many people, why people come to America? They try their best to come to America. Because it's so full here. Whether in eating and in clothing, many things cannot be compared by other places. Your monthly salary can spend for a whole year in other places. So everybody try their best to come. Once you come, and you enter into the fullness of America. God's kingdom is the same. As we enter into the kingdom of God, we enter into the fullness of God. And then we enjoy His fullness. So these two things are actually one. So this time God has one heart's desire. That we would know the will of God. What is the will of God? To bring us into His fullness. To usher us into His kingdom. To enjoy all His fullness. For instance, this is God's desire. This is what Colossians is revealing to us. So I wish all the brothers and sisters would come back to read Colossians carefully. And also to reminisce what you have heard in the summer conference. To combine these two efforts, it will cause us to have a full knowledge of God's will. So what is God's will? Chapter 1, verse 27 tells us. It tells us the God's will is a mystery. God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations. God's desire is not only for the Jews. God's will is also for us, the Gentiles. It is not only established and accomplished in the Jews. It was also accomplished in the Gentiles. It is for all mankind. In actuality, in Christ, there is no Jew or Greek. When God created man, He created Adam and Eve. In His creation of Adam and Eve, He has shown us His desire. But it was hidden. Adam and Eve did not know. Even their descendants didn't know. Even the Jews didn't know. That's why it says here it's a mystery. It's a mystery hidden from generations.
But
praise God. When we come to the New Testament, by our Lord Jesus Christ accomplishing redemption, it revealed God's desire. It had opened, unveiled this mystery. So this mystery is no longer a hidden mystery. This mystery becomes an open mystery. And recorded in the Bible. And spoken to us through His Word. So what is God's will? And by the Holy Spirit, God has revealed His mystery to us. Not only we would have the
perception,
but also we would have a being deep within our spirit. So that we would have a true knowledge and understanding of His will. So what is this God's will? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. For instance, this is God's will. God willed His Son to be given to us. Not only dwell in us. But this Son of God in us is the hope of glory. He will become the glory. And permeate all our being. Fill up our whole being. And manifest out of us. Some people use this analogy. Just like a cotton ball. If you put one drop of water in the midst of the cotton ball, because of the loss of permeation, this water will gradually saturate the whole ball. This cotton ball will become a wet cotton ball. Every part will be saturated with water. The Lord Jesus in us is stronger than His law. Not only saturating from within, but permeating with us from without. Saturating our whole entire being. That our whole being would manifest Christ Jesus. This is, brothers and sisters, God's will. He gave us His Son to become the hope of glory in us. Today we are hopeless people.
我们坐在地上，我们有什么盼望呢？
What hope do we have on earth?
我们年轻时候还有盼望。
When we were young, we had some hope.
我们盼望能拿到学位。
We hope to gain a degree.
我们盼望能够将来成家。
We hope to have a family.
我们盼望将来能够成立一个事业。
We hope to have a career.
那我们年轻时候都有这些的盼望。
We had all these hope when we were young.
像我们这年老的人，像我们这些年老人，我们还有什么盼望呢？
But the old folks like me, what hope do I have?
我们也成家了。
We have had our family.
我们也立过业了。
We have had our career.
这个过去了。
All have passed away.
那我们还盼望什么？
What hope do we have left?
实在是没有盼望。
It's hopeless.
不仅是没有盼望。
Not only hopeless.
也很多的失望。
It is very disappointing.
慢慢的，这个腰也背也弯了。
Gradually we become humpback.
眼睛也昏花了。
And our eyesight has become we lose our eyesight.
这些渐渐听不清楚了。
And our ears have become stopped up.
就渐渐迟钝了。
And our brain capacity is reduced.
现在我们赶不上你们青年头脑那么快。
So we're very slow compared to the young people.
请你们原谅我们。
Please forgive us.
因为这是必然的结果。
This is the law of nature.
那人到了老就这样。
As man comes to his old age, this is the condition. What hope is there? But praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，基督在我们里面。
This is Christ is in us.
是我们的盼望。
He is our hope.
他在我们里头。
He is in us.
是我们的生命。
To become our life.
他在我们里头要渗透出来。
He is in us to saturate us.
他在我全身里头。
To permeate our whole being.
世界从灵在改变了。
Not only our spirit is changed.
思想、灵、情感、意志。
Our mind, will, emotion.
都要再更新。
All have been renewed.
有一天就。
Until one day.
他从他的身体就再渗透出来。
He permeates from within to without.
身体在彰显出来。
And express from that.
我们这个卑贱的身体变成了荣耀的身体。
From that day, this base body shall become a glorious body.
这个必朽坏身体变成了不朽坏的身体。
This corruptible body will become incorruptible.
这个必死的身体变成了永远不死的身体。
This dying body will become a living body.
这个属灵的身体变成了一个属灵的身体。
This fleshy body will become a spiritual body.
耶稣基督从死里复活，这个身体。
Just like the Lord Jesus' body resurrecting from the dead. Do you like the body of Christ resurrected from the dead? We all like that. When the disciples gather together, even they have closed all the windows and locked the doors, and suddenly the Lord appeared among them. This is too great. There needs no doors. We need not enter through the window. Everything is closed. And he just manifested himself. While they were very happy, suddenly he's gone. The disciples met him on the road to Emmaus. And then they returned to Jerusalem. They ran all the way to Jerusalem. They ran to Jerusalem and discovered the Lord was already there. It seems like a distance was no problem. Faith was not a problem. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the body of the Lord resurrecting from the dead. That was the spiritual body. It was not constrained by time and space. He's here. At the same time, he's there. Dear brothers and sisters, one day we'll all be changed to be like his glorious body. The Lord is really our hope. Not only will change us, but cause us to be filled with the Lord Jesus and to manifest the Lord Jesus. That is the glorious hope. Because only the Lord is glory. Nothing else is glory. The Lord is glory. The Lord Jesus is not only deep within. He saturates our whole being. And he will manifest from us. And by our living. By our words and behavior. To express him. To manifest him. For instance, this is glory. When the Lord was on earth. Regardless where he was, as soon as he manifested himself, and that place was filled with glory, wherever he was, he did one thing. Glory was manifested there. So dear brothers and sisters, there is a hope in us. This is a hope of glory. This is God's will. God will change us to become become the living manifestation of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄们，不仅在我们个人身上，
not only in us individually，
也在我们团体上面，
but also corporately，
在整个教会里头，
in the whole church，
他把整个的教会，
It causes the whole church，
所有神的儿女，
all God's children，
都连在一起，
to be united together，
成了一个新的人，
to become a new man，
成了一个活的身体，
a living body。
啊，我们都是身体上的肢体，
we are all members in the body。
这些四肢排起。
All these members are united together. It's so harmonious. And so in one accord. And so clear and dear. And so dear to each other. This is the result of God's word, the Lord's word in us. This is our hope of glory. Even though we have been saved today, we often talk about we need to love one another. But we discover soon many places we cannot love. This brother is lovely. Brother Oliver is too bad. I cannot love this guy. Even though we talk about loving one another, there are many places we discover we cannot love. Not only that, even worse than that, many places cause us to have hatred, to cause us to have displeasure. Dear brothers, as we live in the flesh, this is our condition. Until one day, when we are changed, when we are filled with the Lord Jesus, the Lord is our harmony. He calls us to be united together to the extent we become one new man, a new body. How harmonious is that body? The hand will not fight with the hand. The eye will not fight with the eye. The Bible says no man ever hated his own body. I can't say I hate my eye. I pour it out. You can never do that. You will nourish and cherish it. In God, in Christ's body, even so, even more so, we love each other. We care for one another. We cannot be without one member. We cannot have one member we cannot love. Because we're members one of another. This is our hope of glory. Not only individually is it manifested, but corporately it should manifest also. This is one new man. This is God's will. God wants to accomplish this. He's not just hoping we would do something great. He's not hoping we'll be someone, somebody that's great. The greater we are, the prouder we are, the more we live in ourselves, the harder we can be, dwell with one another, because we're too great. You look down this person, you look down the other person. This person is too dull. That person is kind of stupid. You look down everybody. You cannot be one with anybody. And you boast of yourself before the Lord. Look at me as I live on the earth. How much things I've done for you. It's good that you saved me. It is not for me. How can there be so many people saved through me? How can there be so many churches established? When we get to heaven, when we get to the throne, we will report all the deeds that we have done. How much I have done for you. Paul tells us, there's nothing to be boast of. There's nothing to be boast of. If we boast, we boast in Christ. Not that I have done, but Christ has done. Not that I love brothers, but Christ lives out in me. I have no love. But Jesus is love. I have no patience. The Lord Jesus is patience. I have no ability. The Lord Jesus is my ability. I have no wisdom. The Lord Jesus is my wisdom. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, on that day, in the heavens, in the New Jerusalem, we will boast in Christ that all the glory may belong to Him. Dear brothers and sisters.
所以在天堂在基督山这么和谐。
That's why it is so harmonious in the New Jerusalem. Because there's only Christ.
没有基督。没有基督。
Only Christ.
他是一切。
He is all.
就在你。
And in all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是那个神。
This is God's will.
那么感谢赞美主。
We praise God.
那我们已经蒙恩得救。
We have been saved.
弟兄姊妹要知道我们蒙恩得救。
You must know that we are saved.
最宝贝的一件事。
The most precious thing.
还不仅是神赦免了我们的罪。
It is not only the Lord has forgiven us our sins.
这很宝贝就不得了了。
These of course are very precious.
每一次听见弟兄姊妹那个赞美的时候。
So every time we hear one sister praising.
终于宝贝失败。
Lord, we thank you for the effect of your precious love. All my sins you have forgiven. That is good. We should pray. If not for his precious blood, for instance, how can you and my sin can be forgiven? Not only to, not to speak of the great sin, even as one speck of sin cannot be forgiven. We envy, we're greedy, we're selfish.
亲爱的兄弟们，让你的真是充满了各种罪。
In us is filled with all kinds of sin.
怎么能得罪
？How can we be forgiven？
怎么能得到洁
？How can we be purified？
感谢赞美。
Praise the Lord.
是因着主耶稣的宝血。
It's because of the Lord's precious blood. All the sins are forgiven.
所有的过犯都已经过去，都已经神都让了这个神都过去了。
All the offenses have passed.
他不仅赦免了我们罪，
然后也 forgiven our sins.
他也把一切的都忘。
And he has forgotten our sin.
他说东离西有多远
？As far as the east is from the west.
我叫你们罪离我有多远
？So is your sin far away from me?
弟兄们，东离西有多远呢
？But it says how far is east from west?
那这是说不出来的。
It is unspeakable.
特别是今天我们发现地球是圆的。
Especially today we discover the earth is round.
你到了西方之后，你看见还有西方呢。
You come to the west and discover there's further west.
是永远达不到底的。
You can never reach the end.
是没有限。
It is unsearchable.
主赦免我们的罪。
For instance, the Lord has forgiven our sins.
忘记我们的罪。
He also forgotten our sins.
像东西是有多远。
Just like the distance between the east and the west.
没有限量的。
Is unmeasurable.
什么都赦免了。
Everything is forgotten.
我把你们罪丢在我的背后。
I have thrown your sins behind me.
你说丢在背后可了不得。
You said this.
可了不得。
This is a great thing.
主耶稣一回头就看见了。
The Lord can turn his back and see the sin.
他在丢在背后，很容易给他发现。
So he threw the sins behind him, he can discover.
知道圣经主的话上说了。
But you discover what is written in the word.
不仅不回头。
But our Lord not only doesn't turn his head.
连转动影儿都没有。
There's not even a shadow of turning.
不转动的。
He never turns.
他是一直在向前的。
He's ever going forward.
你不要害怕。
So fear not.
我们主耶稣地上一直向前。
Our Lord Jesus is always going forward.
我们的神也是一直向前的。
Our Lord is ever charging forward. His eye is always looking forward. He will not look back.
看不见我们的
罪。So he will not see our sin.
所有罪都忘。
He has forgotten all our sins.
弟兄姊妹，这好大的恩典。
This is such a great.
所有罪都赦免。
All our sins are forgiven.
这是我永远都感谢不尽的。
We cannot spend our lifetime to praise him enough.Until heaven. Every time we think about his redemption, we will worship him.
If it is
not for him forgiving our sins,
if it
is not for the fact that he has washed away all our offenses, how can we be in heaven? How can we enter into his presence? How can we come close to him? How can we come near him? He is holy.
He
is so righteous. Dear brothers, in the Old
Testament,
not to speak about coming close to God, to see God, they will prostrate right away before God. No one can stand before God. Even Moses, such a faithful servant as he, was unable to see God's face.How can you and I see him?
亲爱的兄弟们，
不是因
为我们好。
Not that we have any merit. But because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus washing away our sins.
赦免了我们的罪。
Forgiving our offenses.
并且把所有的罪都忘记。
And have forgotten all our sins.
所以我们到神面前坦然无惧来亲近。
And that's why we can come with boldness to the Lord Jesus.
像孩子亲近父亲父母亲。
Just like children coming to the parents.
像妻子和丈夫一关系。
Just like the intimacy between the husband and the wife. Dear brothers and sisters, God loves us so much. Because of his precious blood, we can praise him, we should praise him. But God's greatest grace, it is not just his precious blood. It is not just going to the heaven.
能够在宝座跟前,
and to be before the throne.
能够在那看见神,
and to see God.
能够在亲近他,
and to endear him.
因为这是他最大的,
his greatest grace.
就是他把他儿子给他。
Is to give his son to us.
并有这位神的儿子在我们里面。
For instance, this son of God is in us.
基督在我们里面。
Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹们。
For instance,
这何等大的一件事。
What a great deal.
这是我们没有办法能够明白的一件事。
It is uncomprehensible.
像我们这样的人。
People like us.
基督在我们里面。
Christ dwells in us.
他不是在我们的拜访一下。
It is not just visiting us.
他也不在我们这，但是就居留一下。
It is not dwelling temporarily.
乃是住在我们里面。
But he makes his abode in us.
乃是安家在我们里面。
He dwells within us.
把我们当作他的家。
He makes his home in us.
就是住在我里面。
He lives in us.
永远都住在我们里面。
Forever lives in us.
亲爱的主。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 我们若是真认识我们的主是谁。
If we truly know who the Lord is.
我们真看见我们的主是这样的一位。
We have truly seen him.
我们就知道这件事情是不可思议的一件事。
We will know this is incomprehensible.
怎么肯住在我们？
How can he dwell in us?
那么主耶稣是谁？
So who is Christ?
在哥罗西书第一章的是第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
他怎么能看见我们主是谁？
He shows us who the Lord Jesus is.
他怎么看见我们主做了何等伟大的？
He shows us how great a thing the Lord did.
做了何等伟大的救恩？
How great a salvation he has accomplished for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
主耶稣是谁？
Who is the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣他就是那不能看见的神的像。
The Lord Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
换句话说，他就是那神的自己。
In other words, he is God himself.
这位神是住在人所不能靠近的光里面。
And this God dwells in light unapproachable.
他是圣洁的公义的。
He is holy and righteous.
是我们不能靠近的。
He is someone that we cannot approach.
弟兄姊妹，这一位不能靠近的神。
This unapproachable God.
不能看见的神。
Invisible God.
借着主耶稣把他表明。
By the Lord Jesus expressed himself.
他就是神。
The Lord Jesus is God himself.
他就是神的像。
He is the image of God.
这个像啊。
This image.
不是外面的一个表，一个面孔啊。
It's not an outward form.
外面的一个样式啊。
It is not an image. 就
好像我们照个相一样。
Like we take a photo.
这个像很像啊。
This photograph looks very much alike.
这个照的不是画的。
But you say this is the photo.
所以它是很像我。
So it looks very much like me.
但是就是那个，这个不过是外表，就是。
This is only outward.
主耶稣是这样，不是在外表说的。
The image of the Lord, Lord Jesus being the image is not just outward.
他什么行动都像神做的。
Just not, it's not that he lives and acts like God.
耶稣是神像。
The Lord is the image of God.
他里面实际的一个彰显。
It is the inward reality being expressed.
道成了肉身。
The word become flesh.
住在我们中间。
Tabernacling among us.
满满的有恩典。
Full of grace and reality.
那神就充满那里面。
God is filling with it.
借着他把神表现。
Through him to express God.
借着他把神流露出来。
Through him to flow out God.
因为神所有的一切。
All the reality of God.
神自己。
God himself.
都在主耶稣里面。
Dwells in Christ Jesus.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one ever seen God.
只有在父怀
界
的父怀，在父的父怀独生子。
Only him that is in the bosom of the Father.
表明出来。
He expressed him.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣他就是那活神的表现。
The Lord Jesus is the expression of the living God.
就是那个神恩典的表现。
Is the expression of God's grace.
那个真理的表现。
Is the expression of truth.
就是神实力的表现。
The expression of God's reality.
所有都在他里面。
Everything of God is wrapped up in him.
所有行动。
So all is living and being.
显出神的力量。
Spontaneously reveals God.
他还记得说，哦，我是神的儿子啊。
It is not that he remembered he is the son of God.
他要谨慎的说。
So he needs to speak carefully.
那我不能够说我自己的话。
I cannot say anything of my own.
要说神的话。
I need to remind myself to speak word of God. So I pray.
那主啊，你要说什么话
？Lord, what do you want to speak?
那我在这，我要把你的话说出来。
And I'm here to speak for you.
弟兄，这不需要。
There is none in it.
他就是这样说话。
Whatever he speaks.
把神的话说出来。
He speaks the word of God.
他就这样做事。
Whatever he did.
把神的能力彰显出来了。
He expressed God's power.
把神的荣耀在彰显出来。
He expressed God's glory.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends,
因为神就在里面。
Because God is in him.
稍微一行动。
Whatever he did.
把神就显出来。
He expressed God.
但神是在肉身的里面。
God is in the flesh.
在外面看见不过是个人的肉身就是。
Hourly you only see the flesh of man.
在这个人的里面充满了神的自己。
Within this man, it is filled with God himself.
那人所不能看见的神。
Well, the God who man cannot see dwells in Jesus Christ.
知道当那些罗马的兵丁来捉拿主耶稣的时候啊。
So when the Roman soldiers came to capture him.
好，我先得了机会了。
they had their opportunity. Now we come to take him away. We come to bind him. Let's come and take him away to judge him. Nail him on the cross. They came with a multitude with spears and swords and torches to capture him. So what did the Lord say? Whom do you seek? We seek Jesus the Nazarene. I am he. Did they say, okay, then let's bind him? When the Lord said, I am he, they all fell backwards. All fell backwards. Brothers and sisters, how can this be? This word has so much impact. So the moment he opened his mouth, God was expressed through him. That's why they fell backwards. And gradually they came back. They came to him again. The Lord asked them the second time, who do you see? We see Jesus the Nazarene. He said, I told you I am he. If you seek me, let my disciples go. So they bound him. Why did they bound? Were they able to bind him? Why were they able to capture him? Because he withdrew his glory. The moment the glory was expressed, they created a big impact. Not to mention the Roman soldiers. The whole world cannot resist him. But when he withdrew his glory, it was just like you and me. He runs his This is our Lord Jesus. He was the image of the invisible God. He was the living God. He was the expressed God. Oh, dear friends, this is our Lord Jesus. What did he do? He created the universe. The whole universe was created in Christ and created through Christ and created for Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, this is our Lord Jesus, the creator of the universe. Dear brothers and sisters, this not only shows his greatness, only also shows his wisdom. If you go to study the universe, you just study one small part of it, even one cell of the body,
it
will take your lifetime. You cannot study well. There's some other things in the cell. DNA. Like some brothers among us study genes. It's smaller than the cell. They really rack the brain. It is too wonderful. Too full of wisdom. You cannot lack one iota. You cannot lack one iota thing. You run to how wise are our God. All is created in him. Created through him. Created for him. He is the one that receives all. This Lord Jesus, right? This great Lord Jesus. He created the universe. He is the expression of God. But dwells in you and me today. It is incomprehensible. We cannot even dream about that. Our brother told us to be dreamers. Maybe we never dream about this thing. How can we dream about this great God? This all-powerful God. The creator of the universe. The one who receives the universe. He's so rich. So great. So wise. So powerful. Dear brothers and sisters. But dwells in you and me today. How can we begin to speak about this? Not only in the universe, in the new creation, it's also the same. He is the firstborn of new creation. He's the firstborn from among the dead. he had conquered the power of death.
他一关就黑暗的君王,
he destroyed the power of death. He was resurrected from the dead. He is the first from of all creation. That he may gain the first place in all things. This great Lord Jesus today dwells in
heaven.
The old creation belongs to him. He was the firstborn. He governs the universe. The universe is in his hand. By his command, the whole universe subsides in him.
He
subsists in him. He's the head.
弟兄姊妹，什么是头呢？
What is the head?
头就掌管一切的。
The head governs all things.
我们有没有想到我们头？
Do we think about our head?
我们头就掌管整个全身体。
Our head governs our whole body.
都是他支配。
He governs everything.
都是他管理的。
He controls everything.
每一件事情都是他支配。
Everything is controlled by his head.
他告诉我说，你这样说话，我就这样说话。
The head tells me to say this way, I say.
告诉你这样做事，你就这样做。
Do it this way, and I do it that way.
每一个行动都是他的支配。
Every action is controlled by the head.
每一个供应都从他而来的。
Every supply comes from the head.
所以你不能够头大而不断的关系。
So it cannot be separate from the head.
这是和我头发的关系啊。
If I'm severed from my head.
那我最少我们这个功用的失掉了。
Not only our function is lost.
我们就不能活动了。
We cannot.
慢慢的也会枯干掉了。
Eventually we'll wither.
所以头是头的重要。
So the head is so important.
我们注意说他是新造的元首。
Lord Jesus is the head of the new creation.
他是教会的头。
He's the head of the body, the church.
教会都在管制着。
The church is under his reign. Sometimes we say church has this and that problem. We are very anxious. How can we solve the problem? The Lord's throne is no longer in charge. Oh, dear friends, we don't know our Lord. He is the head of the church. Everything is under his control. Unless he permits it, nothing will be allowed to happen. When it happens, it is for the benefit of the body. Eventually, his glory will be manifested. Our Lord Jesus is so wise. Dear friends, this is our Lord Jesus. Not only that, and by the cross he had accomplished peace. Not only he had accomplished peace between us and God, also made peace between all of us. And caused the universe to be in peace. Not only we had problems between God and us, we were enemies, enemies with God. I said, I was never an enemy with God. But we are. We talk about everything else, you were happy. But when we talk about the Lord, you didn't like it. Even now, you still don't obey God. We resist God. We are enemies. Even after we believe, we don't love him. We are not obeying him. We often resist him. This is the natural man. We have problems between God. We have problems between all of us. You say, we have no problem. I can speak with anybody. You can say it now. But when we put two of you together, to dwell together for 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you will beg me to change to somebody else. I cannot deal with this person. Not to say a score of years. 1 or 2 years will test your patience. You want to change someone. After you change, it will test your faith again. We all have problems. Not only so. There's a conflict between all the universe. The strong will kill the weaker one. The crocodile. Even will kill their young. And the whale will swallow the young. So the small fish hate them. Small fish cannot stand crocodiles or whales or the like. Even mosquitoes bite you. And the tigers will kill you. So there's no harmony in the universe.
亲爱的兄弟们, 人自从堕落之后,
This man fell.
罪进到人类中间。
Sin came into man.
不仅这样，罪进到世界里面。
Sin came into the world.
死亡也进来了。
And death followed.
所以整个宇宙。
So the whole universe.
那个和谐完全破坏。
The one accord was destroyed.
不仅人和神之间的和谐破坏了。
Not only destroyed the harmony between man and God.
人和人中间的和谐破坏了。
The harmony between man and man were destroyed.
整个宇宙万有中间和谐破坏了。
The whole harmony in the universe was created, was destroyed. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the whole universe was in one accord. As soon as sin entered into man, death came in. The whole world lies in the bosom of the evil one. The living lost its meaning, lost its purpose. Not only that.There was no one accord between man and man. For instance, how can we solve this problem? Not to speak about the problem of the universe. Problem of the society cannot be solved. Even the problem in the family cannot be solved. Even our own problem we cannot solve. We are not in one accord with ourselves. We often have a conflict.We were in a bad mood. We lost our temper. We can't control ourselves. But says, how can we solve these problems? There's no way. How many wisdom of men? The wisdom of men. You add all the wisdom of men. And the compile them together. It cannot solve one single problem.There's no solution. But praise the Lord. By the Lord Jesus. By his crucifixion on the cross. He solved all the problems. By the cross of the Lord Jesus. We gained peace between us and God. By the cross of Jesus Christ. Our problem between us was solved. By the cross of the Lord Jesus. The harmony was in the universe was regained. The cross of Christ solved all the problems. Solved all the problems of the universe. How great a God we have. How wise a God we have.
When
we read this book,
we
see our Lord Jesus. How can we but praise
Him?
When we see His accomplishing of the redemption, how can we but worship
Him?
He's so great. He's so wise. So full of power. Dear brothers and sisters.We are silent before Him. Yeah, today He dwells in us. He makes His home in us. What a grace this is. Who are you and me? We're but nothing. He said, the heaven is my feet. The earth is my footstool. Where can I lay my head? He doesn't even like to dwell in the heavens. There's no place of rest for him. The best scenery. The best place. The Lord can have no rest. Dear brothers and sisters. But He's willing today to dwell in you and me. Making home in us. Not temporarily. But for the whole life. Not for the short run. But for eternity. Brothers and sisters.What a grace this is. We don't know how to speak about it. That's why when brothers and sisters discovered it, they're rejoicing to such an extent they go crazy. Maybe I'll say it a little more. A few years back, there was a news in a newspaper in Hong Kong. Queen Elizabeth went to visit Hong Kong.One day she went to visit a home. This was pre-arranged. Went to visit a poor household. When this house was informed by this, they were so happy. I'm afraid they could not sleep for many nights. They went to prepare the place. To paint the house. and to arrange the circumstances, to arrange the environment. It's a great thing. The King of Queen of England came to visit us. They were so happy. And then when the Queen arrived, she nodded her head and shook her head, shook the head and smiled. How are you? Good. And she left. Brothers and sisters, it was only a short while. Then they caused such great joy. After the Queen left, they spread the news to everybody. Did you know the Queen of England came to visit me? She came to my house. Oh, so happy. I'm afraid people don't know about it. I tell everybody about it. Because that joy causes them to spread the news. Dear brothers and sisters, this is only the Queen of England. Our Lord Jesus. He is so great. He's so glorious. He's not only the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe. He's the image of the invisible God. He solved the problems of the universe. Such a great Lord came among us, not the head only, to visit in a short time, but to dwell in us, to make home in us, to live with us for eternity. You, when you're meeting, you're here. When you go home, he's in you. When you are at work, he's in you. Even when you sleep, he's in you. You don't say goodbye at night and see you tomorrow. If you say bye-bye, he will not have bye-bye with you. He will dwell with you for eternity. But this is such a great. Maybe we don't fully comprehend it. In eternity, when we come to the throne, we will see how great a thing the Lord Jesus has accomplished. He not only redeemed us, he dwells in us. He is manifested through us and magnified through us. This is too great a thing. No wonder when some people see this, when they receive the revelation in the Spirit, they saw Jesus in them. Not through the naked eye, but inwardly through the seeing. They were so joyful to the extent they were still weeping. And you see the glory manifested through the tears. They were joyous to the extent they could not stand anymore. He grabbed me. He said, "Brother Wei, come and pray with me." Before I was ready, he had put me down. He couldn't even pray. He was shaking me the whole time. Oh, dear brother and sister. He was too happy. He couldn't stand it. Brother and sister. He saw it. How can you see it? We didn't see it. You don't see it because you don't believe. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus dwells in us. Is this not a fact? Not only his word tells us, he is also accomplished in us. Is this not a fact? Why don't you believe? You don't see it because you don't believe it. Once you believe, you will see. We will praise God. Jesus is in us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. You are in me. Praise God. Oh, dear brothers and sisters. We will jump up and down. The Lord Jesus is in us. How great this matter this is. What is hidden from the generation now has been made known. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He now dwells in us, moves in us, works in us, be formed in us, he's saturating us. He will express through us. How great that is. We praise the Lord. We need to turn all the worship and praise to Him. Would that everybody read this book carefully. The first chapter talks about His heart desire, how the Lord is in us to fill us and to be manifest through us, to become the hope of glory. Second chapter, how God's will is accomplished in us.
最宝贝的一句话。
The most precious word.
是神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery which is Christ.
所有智慧和知识都藏在他里面。
All the wisdom and knowledge is hidden in him.
弟兄姊妹们啊。
Not only the fullness of God has dwelt in him. All the wisdom of God is in him. All the treasure of knowledge is in him. All God is in him.
弟兄姊妹，怎么让神的旨意成就呢？
This is how can God's will be accomplished?
当然，这个需要知识的。
Of course, this needs knowledge.
若是你不知道这些事情，
you don't know about this.
你就不能解决这事情的难处。
You cannot solve the problem.
你就不能出现这个。你也不能出现这个问题。
You cannot do away with the problem.
所以你必须要有知识。
You must have knowledge.
不但这样。
Not only this.
你有了知识还不行。
It's not enough to have knowledge.
你能够解决这难处。
You must be able to solve the problem.
那你知道难处在什么地方？
You say, where's the problem?
但是你没有办法。
Even though you know the problem, you are unable.
还是没有用处。
The knowledge will not help solve the problem.
要有知识。
With knowledge, you must have wisdom.
知识就知道。
Knowledge causes you to know.
我们所有他都知道。
We know everything.
我们外面生活态度表现他都知道。
He knows everything about us.
你不要以为他看不见你啊。
Don't think he doesn't see you.
他会说他知道你。
He knows you in the meeting.
回到家他也知道你。
When you go home, he knows you.
在没有人地方他也知道你。
In the desolate place, he knows you.
我们外面他都知道。
He knows everything outwardly.
我们里面心怀意念。
He knows every thought in us.
我们最深处的一个春心他都知道。
The deepest inclination in us.
我们当然面前是赤裸敞开的。
We are naked before him.
你没办法向着主耶稣隐藏。
You cannot hide anything from him.
一个也不告诉那个人，不告诉那个人。
You can go without not telling anybody.
一个向人那隐藏起来。
You can keep everything from man.
你不能向着他隐藏。
You cannot keep everything from him. He knows.
他都知道。
He knows all.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅知道我们的
难题。He not only knows our problem.
不仅知道我们的心结。
Not only know our condition.
他是智慧。
He is wisdom.
什么叫智慧呢？
What is wisdom?
智慧就知道怎么做。
Wisdom is knowing how to do.
知道怎么解决的问题。
Knowing how to solve problems.
知道怎样除掉这个难处。
Knowing how to do away with the problem.
他知道怎样做成就工作。
Knowing how to accomplish.
他知道怎样做。
He knows how to do.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们智慧。
Versus, this is our wisdom.
我们光知道不行的。
To have knowledge is not enough.
我们知道这东西坏了。
Many times we know something broke.
但你不会修。
But you don't have the knowledge to fix it. Because you don't have the wisdom.
那你只好找找这工匠来。
So you just find somebody.
找专门的人来。
You find the technician.
因为他不仅知道。
To repair, because he knows.
他有智慧。
And he has not a wisdom.
他知道怎么修。
He knows how to fix it.
你必须找他。
So you must find him.
我们的主也是这样。
The Lord Jesus is like that. He knows us.
他也知道怎样。
He knows what to do.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意怎样成就在我们身上？
This is how is God's will accomplished in us?
怎么解决难处？
We have so much problem in us.
怎么解决这个难处？
How do we solve the problem?
怎么除掉这个难处？
How to do away with the problem?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
不是人的方法，
Not the methods of man，
不是人的工作，
Not by the works of man，
不是人的努力，
Not by man's endeavor，
借着主耶稣基督，
But by the Lord Jesus himself，
借着主耶稣基督，
By the Lord Jesus，
所有难处都除掉了，
All the problem is solved，
借着主耶稣基督，
By the Lord Jesus。
All the fullness is filled in us.
God's will is accomplished in us. Chapter 2 tells us how God's will is accomplished by the Lord Jesus. The mystery of God is Christ. Many people don't know how God's will is accomplished. Thinking by asceticism, or by the worship of angels, or by some deep wisdom, they thought of many methods.
Dear
brothers and sisters, all the methods avail nothing. Not to say they cannot solve a problem. They add more problems to us. There's only one way. The Lord Jesus himself. The mystery of God. Is Christ himself. All the wisdom is hidden in him. All the treasure of knowledge is in him. He is a treasure of wisdom and knowledge hidden in him by the Lord Jesus himself. All the problem is solved by the Lord Jesus. His will is accomplished in us. All the fullness of God is filled up in us. What a precious Lord we have. Dear brothers. That's why the chapter tells us. What kind of reaction do we have? Since God's will is accomplished through Jesus. Our problem is solved by the Lord Jesus. What kind of attitude do we have? First, receive the Lord Jesus. Unless you receive the Lord Jesus, he cannot do anything for you. You must receive
him.
You allow the Lord to come in. To become live in him. Then can he solve your problem? Then can he accomplish God's will? You must receive the Lord Jesus. So if there's any more friends among us, you have to receive the Lord Jesus. We wish that you would receive him soon. Unless you receive Lord Jesus, the Lord can do nothing in you. Can do nothing for you. Many times we say, Lord, do this and that for us. The Lord said, I really love you. I really want to help you. But I can't. Why? You have not received me. Just receive me. Then I can do the work. To do away with the problem. To solve your problem. To saturate all God's fullness in you. And to manifest His fullness through you. So first, receive the Lord Jesus. Second, to live in the Lord Jesus. The Chinese says to honor Him. To live in Him. We must live in the Lord Jesus. Don't live in yourself. Don't live in anything. But live in the Lord Jesus. Wherever you are. Whenever. Live in the Lord Jesus. To walk in Him. To live in Him. This is the secret of our living. If we live in Him, spontaneously the word will come out. And we have the action and the behavior. And our attitude will have Him. So you must live in the Lord Jesus. To touch Him. To fellowship with Him. To live in Him. To be rooted in Him. That means to draw riches from Him. To draw the power from Him. To use His power as our power. That His riches becomes our supply. To be built in Him. To be built upon the rock. To depend on Him. Don't depend on anything else. That would be like sand. Nothing will stand. It would be just like the reed. The reed looks strong and straight. But when you touch Him, you fell. All men are like reeds. All the things and methods are nothing but reeds. Only the Lord is the rock. It's a solid rock. It's an eternal rock. He's a dependable rock. So we must be built up on the foundation of the Lord Jesus so that we can depend on Him. To draw from Him and to depend on Him. This way, brothers, it will cause our living to be solid. Regardless of the circumstances, we can stand firm. Not only this, the riches of Christ will be manifest in us. One little thing. One little plant must have roots. The more roots, the better. The deeper the roots, the better. Then can he draw the riches from the soil to become his supply. We must plant our roots deep in Christ. To lay hold of him. To come close to him. To be one with Him. The closer, the better. The more riches we will draw from Him. Dear brothers and sisters. This is the second one. To live in the Lord Jesus. Thirdly, to walk in Him. To be according to Him. To be according to Him. Everything will be according to
Him.
Not according to what I am. But according to what He is. Are you weak? Don't live according to yourself. The Lord is strong. Come back to yourself. And you will be strengthened. As you touch the Lord, you will be strengthened. Are you sorrowful? Don't live according to your temperament. Live according to Christ. He is joy. Eternal joy. When you live according to Christ, you live according to what He is.
That joy.
Francis says, without any reason, the joy will spring up. Are you weak? He is strong. Do we lack wisdom? We can't do this and do that. Oftentimes, I worry about what I speak. What do I do? What do I do? Saturday night, I had no words. 10 o'clock, I have nothing. I sleep in a worry. Because we still live in our
poverty.
We live in our poverty.
We
live in our material. We live in the Lord. Live according to Him. You don't know what to say. He knows. He knows what to say. Just be according to the Lord.
Dear brothers,
when you live according to Christ, you will see He bears all responsibility for you. We have been saved. We still bear our own burden. We have not shed the burden to Him. We live in what we are. That's why we're so poor and so weak. We do things foolishly. We must be according to Christ. According to what He is. According to what He does. On the cross, He solved all the problems for us. The problem cannot capture us anymore. The sin cannot bind us anymore. The flesh cannot bind us. The Lord Jesus solved all the problems. All the lust in the flesh have been nailed to the cross. Our self is nailed to the cross and buried. Dear brothers and sisters, don't live according to yourself. Live according to the salvation accomplished on the cross. He has accomplished the salvation. Accomplished redemption. He solved all the problems. Praise God. Everything that He has done is us. It's ours. What He is ours. What He did is ours. Some brothers, give us an example. Give me a little more time. The Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt. Not just so that they would be outside of Pharaoh's control. Of course, they saved them from Pharaoh's hands. And not to let them stay in the wilderness. To live a life of sorrow. This is not God's purpose. This is not God's will. God's will is to bring them to Canaan. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land of fullness. It's too rich. There is a water brook. There is a well. There is a spring. There are springs in the valley. There is wheat and barley. There is a vine and the pomegranates and all kinds of trees. It is so rich. The produce of the land will supply you. You will never lack anything. The mountains and the rocks, you can dig brass. You can dig brass. And there are gold. It is too rich. Was there such riches in Canaan? This I don't know. I've never been to Israel. Brother has been there. Maybe he has seen it. Was it a land flowing with milk and honey? In actuality, there was no milk and honey. Saw a lot of rocks, but no iron or brass. Saw the wilderness that didn't see much water. It was not that rich. Why did the Bible tell us so rich, dear brothers and sisters? You know, when the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, when He wrote about this matter, He was looking at Jesus writing this. He didn't look at the land. He was looking at the Lord Jesus. He was so rich. Flowing with milk and honey. There's a spring. There's a water brook. All kinds of produce. Will never lack anything. This is the Lord Jesus. Our Lord is so rich. Dear brothers and sisters, we have been saved. The Lord didn't leave us in the wilderness, but to bring us in Christ, so that we will live in the Lord. He is the land flowing with milk and honey. Not only so, all the building of the land, you can enjoy. There are fortified cities. You can dwell in
them.
There are buildings. All kinds of goodies in the house. You can live in
it.
There are vineyards. You don't need to cultivate again. You can enjoy the produce of the vineyard. When you go there, you don't need to do anything. Everything is prepared for you. Everything is prepared. This is our Lord Jesus. How rich he is. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus Christ. How great a salvation he has accomplished for us. Needs nothing for us to do. He has accomplished all salvation. He has accomplished for us. All you need to do is to enjoy. There needs no endeavor. Needs no laboring. No price needs to be paid. Just dwell in Christ. To enjoy what Christ has accomplished for you. What he has done becomes our reality. Live according to Christ. To hold fast ahead. To hold him. To obey the head. Obey him. He has a hope in us. There's only one requirement. He has given us all. He has prepared everything for us. There's only one thing we need to do. To obey him. Why? Because he's the head. He's the head. If the head does not obey the head, the hand cannot enjoy the fullness of the head. Cannot enjoy the wisdom of the head. So we must obey. Hold fast the head. Not in a ceremonious way. Not to obey
a system.
Not to obey someone's command. There are too many heads in the church. This one commands, that one commands. This head, that head. There's too many heads. If you obey this head, you will offend the other head. You obey the other head, this head is not happy. There are too many heads. This will not do. There are too many systems. Too many ways. Which system is right? Which way is right? Which tradition is right? You have no way. There's only one. Obey the Lord Jesus. Not by any way. Not by any system. Not by any teaching. But the Lord Jesus. He's the head. We have all the members. Every member obeys the head. My eyes obey the head. My mouth obeys the head. My ear obeys the head. My hand obeys the head. My foot obeys the head. Every member obeys the head. That's why this body is in harmony. So beautiful. And they love one another. So in one accord. And this body is built up. We are like this. To obey man will separate us. To obey a method will divide us. Obey the Lord Jesus. Not only we will grow, we will be built up. To become in one accord, so that the body of Christ is manifested. Dear brothers, how is God's will accomplished? By the Lord Jesus.
He's the speaking God.
他是说话的神,
reminding us once again that he is the creator of the universe.
他在提醒我们, 他是宇宙的, 创造者,
the savior of mankind.
他是人类的救主,
the fullness of the Godhead.
他是神性一切的丰满,
today he dwells in us.
今天他住在我们里面,
not only for a temporary time.
不仅仅是暂时的,
but for a lifetime.
而是永久的,
may we see this fact.
让我们看见这个真实。
Let's have some prayer.
我们有些祷告。
You.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
You are all and in all.
你在一切里以内。
Today you dwell in us.
今天住在我们里面。
Oh, you are in harmony among the brothers.
你是弟兄之间的合一和睦。
You are the connecting link among the saints.
你是众圣徒之间的联系。
Oh, today may we not only we see this fact.
今天我们不仅要看这个。
We will live in this fact.
我们要活在这个实际里。
Oh Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Oh, Lord Jesus, day by day.
天天向我们说话。
Calculate us.
充满我们
，permeate us，
充渗透我们。
Oh, that the church will not only be a group of people，
整个教会不只是一个人
，but also a group of people that expresses you，
来是一个人来彰显你的人。
Oh, that expresses the Father，
彰显父。
In your precious name we pray，
在主耶稣基督的名。
Amen。